This is Wade Rather with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Airbnb claims that 90% of its listings are rented out less than half of the year, 70% for less than 3 months, and 80% of its hosts have only a single rental. According to a new study by the National Employment Law Project, the take-home pay for many workers has effectively fallen since 2009. Declines were greatest for lowest wage workers in sectors that have been hiring, home health, food prep, and retail, even though wages were already below average in those service industries. Standoff has ended in Rowan County, Kentucky. Five employees have agreed to issue licenses for the county clerk, a temporary compromise approved by a federal judge. The clerk remains in jail on court contempt charges. Three couples received licenses. World Food Program has announced that it will stop food support to Syrian refugees in Jordan. Austria and Germany are allowing refugees to enter their country, and buses are moving them from Hungary after the country cut international train service to the west. Cell phone videos have captured the shakedown by several Georgia judges of low-income people being threatened with jail for inability to pay traffic and other fines. The Supreme Court has held that it is unconstitutional to jail someone for an inability to pay. Orleans Parish judge says that the mayor of New Orleans will be under house arrest if he continues to fail to come up with a plan to pay money owed the firefighters in back pay and benefits. The case has been going for more than 20 years. Back pay of $75.5 million is owed, along with accrued interest and recalculated pension payments. Among Republican candidates, Ben Carson says raise the minimum wage to some unspecified sum, and Rick Santorum says make it $8.75 over 3 years. Most want to leave it at $7.25, and Carly Fiorina wants to abolish it completely. Associated Press finds that Americans are split on whether state and local officials who have religious objections should be required to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. 49% said officials should not be required to do so. 47% said they should. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.